pure is the word often used to describe the music of Chanticleer, the all-male a cappella group best known for its classical repertoire. Now the group brings its clear voice to gospel and African-American spirituals in a CD called How Sweet the Sound, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
One of the songs on the new Chanticleer CD is called Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. The lyrics are a little startling.
You know now,
everybody's worried about that atom bomb. Well, no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
Written in the late 1940s by Lee McCollum, it was recorded by both black and white gospel quartets and country singers. When the singers in Chanticleer first heard it, they didn't know what to make of this Cold War era song.
Well, we all got a little bit of a giggle out of it, but it's so descriptive.
Philip Wilder sings countertenor on the new CD.
It comes out of that period where that would have been a very powerful statement when the atom bomb was, you know, something that's was really feared in everyday life.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. In 1949, the USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind.
Audiences loved Atom Bomb when Chanticleer performed it live, says Philip Wilder, so they decided to include it on the new CD. Joe Jennings, Chanticleer's music director, says he first heard the song on the radio when he was a little boy in Augusta, Georgia in the 1950s. Jennings says some people might be shocked by the song, but true believers understand that it's a call to action.
Set your house in order. He may be coming soon, not knowing when Jesus would come back. So that's the exhortation to, you know, to get right before Jesus gets here, because at that point it's too late.
Set your house in order, well, he may be coming soon, and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
There are 12 singers in Chanticleer, all classically trained. Music director Joe Jennings, who's been with the group for 20 years, is the only African-American. He's also the only one steeped in gospel and spirituals. Philip Wilder had his first rehearsal with the group when he was fresh out of the Eastman School of Music, so he was a little nervous when Joe Jennings announced they would sing a gospel medley.
Joe arranges all of these for us, but he doesn't write a lot of them down. He passes them on just like he learned them. So he'll pound out a part on the piano and, you know, say, oh, here's the alto part and here's how you sing this. And it was such a strange experience for me. I thought, how odd. And the way it translates into your body is so different. When, you know, when you're trained as a classical musician, you look at the page, you see the notes, and you see, oh, that's an A to a C, oh, that's always out of tune in my voice. That all goes out the window when you learn this way. It's an interesting process, but I finally got there. I remember after the rehearsal, Joe said, you know, you better come sit by me, because if you sit close to the fire, you're bound to get warm.
Soon, one morning,
you know that
death comes a-creeping in your room.
You know that
soon, one morning,
Chanticleer recorded How Sweet the Sound in a church in downtown San Francisco. They started at midnight when the streets were quiet. This is the group's second gospel CD, and once again the singers relied on Joe Jennings to coach them through. But this time Jennings had some help. He invited his pastor, Bishop Yvette Flunder, to be a guest soloist, with Chanticleer as her backup.
Surely, 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 surely.
Bishop Flunder is senior pastor of City of Refuge Church in San Francisco, an inner-city congregation that's been described as radically inclusive. More than 200 people attend her Sunday services. She also founded an organization that helps people affected by HIV and AIDS. Joe Jennings says these are the things that drew him to City of Refuge 10 years ago.
And it's quite, you know, quite a remarkable thing to have a pastor to step out and address these issues in such a positive way, and especially when she did, you know, over 10 years ago, when it was not being spoken of so openly in the black community, and there was really nothing organized, especially from the religious community, to address the issue of HIV and AIDS.
Jennings says he also goes to City of Refuge for its good music, good choir, and good preaching. And since Bishop Flunder reaches so many different people from the pulpit, Jennings thought she'd connect easily with Chanticleer. But Flunder felt it might be a bit of a challenge.
I've always thought of gospel music as like chitlins, something that you have to have acquired a taste for by being raised on it. But Chanticleer has definitively proven me wrong.
Tell me, didn't it rain, children?
Didn't it rain, oh my Lord? Didn't it, oh, didn't it, oh, didn't it, oh my Lord? Didn't it rain, didn't it rain?
Bishop Flunder says the Chanticleer singers were perfectionists with an open mind.
Extraordinarily perfectionists, but sometimes the perfection of gospel and spirituals is to be imperfect, is to have freestyle opportunities. And these brothers had some real freestyle opportunities.
I was blind.
I was blind.
I was blind.
Singer Philip Wilder admits that being classically trained was sometimes a liability with this music.
We spent a lot of time kind of untraining ourselves and trying to just let go and learn the song the way it was supposed to be learned, and just sing it the best that you can and get it out there. It was kind of an immersion project that I think by the end of it, we were really there. So I think you have to untrain yourself a little bit. A lot.
Chanticleer takes its gospel and Renaissance music on a national concert tour this week, visiting more than 25 cities between now and the end of December. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I am free.